Our next guest is no stranger to extraterrestrials, telepathy, and harmonic ascension. Melissa Kane is the founder and creator of Contact Modalities Expo, an event that's happening May 1st through May 3rd at the Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. Thank you, Jane. And this year's event celebrates the power of music, sound, and vibration, and features live music from Madison's own The Earthlings. And on the phone with us is Contact Modalities XP. Founder Melissa Kane. Melissa, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Woohoo! Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, Melissa, full disclosure, we have to know before we do the interview, are you telepathic?
Yes, and guess what else?
You knew I was going to ask that question.
Yeah.
We all are. We just don't know it yet. We have to remember.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about Melissa Kane. I mean, what is your backstory? You were in radio at one point, right?
I was, yeah. I was actually in radio, not on the air, but I was in radio advertising for 20 years in Chicago. So that was like my main career. My backstory is basically I'm born and raised in the southwest suburbs of Chicago. Very normal life. Went to college in Chicago at DePaul University. Had 20 years in radio advertising. I was, living the dream. No profound experiences in my life except when I got older, but I did hear stories growing up. My grandparents lived half the year in Arizona, so they would drive down to Chicago from Chicago to Arizona every year, and they'd come back and tell me stories of, they'd be driving down the highway, it'd be 12 noon, they'd be in the middle of the desert somewhere, and they'd see a cigar-shaped cylinder about 100 feet over their car just cruising along for an hour with them. And they were really matter-of-fact about it. But really, that's the only thing that, it kind of piqued my interest growing up, but not really. No big deal.
How close were they to Area 51 at that point?
They lived in Kingman. So is that close?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
But I'm imagining, I'm in like Area 51, cigar-shaped things flying around.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm waiting to hear more.
Oh, okay. So, As I said, I was in radio advertising, having fun. I was living in downtown Chicago, never thought a thing about UFOs, never really thought about any of this kind of stuff at all. Got married, moved out to the suburbs, and one day, my husband and I and my three children, they were all really little at the time. In 2016, it was September. We were literally just watching cable television. And one of those documentaries popped up, those History Channel or Science Channel, Discovery Channel type documentaries. And it was like either NASA footage or some kind of space station footage, something. And I told my husband, I'm like, just stop. I wanted to show my son, who was like 9. I'm like, look, there's these things called UFOs out there. And usually my husband, John, who used to be a raging skeptic, would be, forget it. We're not going to waste our time watching this.
Right.
So we're watching it. And something clicked. I have no idea what it was. I went back into my den. I left the family. I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on in the UFO world these days? I have no idea. I've been out of touch for, 35 years. Started searching, social media, the internet, and all of a sudden, all of this information about a Dr. Stephen Greer kept popping up. And long story short, he had this movie called Sirius, and I watched it right there on the spot, like in my den from my phone, and I saw in that movie that he was teaching people how to make contact with extraterrestrials. And then he was filming all of these amazing lights in the sky and these spacecraft zooming by, and I could not believe my eyes. I was like, oh my God, what I wouldn't do to start to make that happen. So from that moment forward in 2016 till today, all I've done is live, breathe, consume, read about movies, everything about extraterrestrial contact, and now it's kind of spread out to a bunch of different stuff.
Well, now, what is a contact modality?
A contact modality is it's a method or an experience that people have that pierces the veil and allows you to peer to the other side to see what our true reality is. So, for example, there's hundreds of them. UFOs is one of those experiences, near-death experiences, telepathy, psychedelics. Can have that kind of experience on you. Plant medicines like ayahuasca, mediumship, ghosts, seeing a cryptid like a Bigfoot or something like that. Even breath work absolutely is a contact modality. Meditation, the list goes on and on and on. But what they are ways in which people, the man who coined the term contact modalities is a man by the name of Ray Hernandez. And he realized, his theory is, all of these things have been studied separately for decades. What he is proposing and what modern science is now understanding is that all of those things that I had just mentioned are all the same under the umbrella of consciousness. They're all just wearing different hats. So a contact modality is something that most of people who have these kind of experiences, they'll communicate with some sort of non-human intelligence. And that could be, you know, whatever they think. It could be an ET. Some people call it God. Some people call it their higher self, or some sort, you know, Jesus, you know, who knows. But there's some kind of intelligence there. And then the other thing that's common about these modalities is people lose sense of space or time. Either they miss time, like they lose time, or they're taken out of their bodies. They feel like they have been in some way. And then the other thing that happens, and all of this happened to me as well, is that they come back with a completely different view on not only the world we live in, but on why they're here. They all of a sudden have meaning, and oftentimes they'll be on a mission to spread this knowledge to the world because they've learned a lot of incredible wisdom and things that they didn't already know.
Now, tell us.
So that was the wrong answer for what a contact modality is.
Well, tell us about the Contact Modality Expo and what inspired you to create. Well, we know what inspired you to create it. Now, just tell us about the expo, and the theme is Harmonic Ascension.
Yes, yes. So the expo started last year, was our first year in May of 2025. And these types of events, similar events have, you know, been going on the West Coast for decades. You know, West Coast, California, very woo-woo, right? So they've been going on forever. So and throughout my research over the past 10 years, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I have little kids. I can't, you know, I run a business. I can't, you know, just be jetting off to California every time I want to connect with these, you know, paradigm-shifting researchers in the field of consciousness. So I started hosting little retreats at a resort that I own up in the North Woods in the Minocqua area, just very small, you know, 20, 30 people at a time. And we've done it for 8 years now, and people have left those retreats completely changed. Yeah. And what we would do is teach these contact modalities at the retreats. So last year, I basically received a download that said, okay, bring it to the big stage. And that's what we did. So we're doing it again this May for the second year in a row. And what people can expect at the expo are very experiential sessions. So, you know, you always know that you learn by doing, right? You learn by best when you actually experience something. You could read about something all day long and it doesn't sink in. But once you experience something amazing, that's when it really hits home. So what we do is not only do we have a lot of lectures happening by all of these, like Chris Bledsoe, who actually summons UFOs and they come and show up. We're doing skywatches with him.
Wow.
Yes, I'm telling you. I'm not going to promise, but I can kind of promise that you will see something, Rocker, if you come.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. So we have these real great sessions. But as far as harmonic ascension goes, sound and frequency and music have very therapeutic and healing effects on people in many different ways. So we have the Earthlings playing on Saturday night, who are huge fans of what we do. I actually met them last year at our event. They were just ticket holders. Yeah, Elliot came up to me. He's like, hello.
Noah and Elliot.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked afterwards. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, when he was telling me that he is interested in what we do, I could not believe it. He's like immersed. all their songs, everything has to do with the subject matter. But yeah. All of it. I couldn't believe it.
That's
so
true.
You know, yes, absolutely. So, you know, they are there to just really, you know, raise our vibration, because there's nothing more therapeutic and healing than really just connecting with one another and just having a good old fashioned time. I mean, how about it, Rocker?
That's true.
Back in the day, live music.
It's where it's at.
Shows from the 80s.
That's perfect. Well, you know, now I bet you what a lot of our listeners are wondering is there any way to get a discount off the ticket price?
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, which is contactmodalitiesxpo.com, it'll have all the information that you need there as far as what's happening, the daily schedule, and how you can participate. If you use the promo code MAXINC at checkout, you'll get a 10% discount off any of the entry tickets.
Wow.
Passes.
MAXINK. Use that code. Wow, that's pretty cool for 10% off.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. And there's single day tickets, weekend tickets, and 3-day passes, and then all kinds of other goodies.
Now, give us the details of the event again and your website so we can go and reserve our tickets.
Okay, sure. It's Contact Modalities Expo. It's at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. And you can get tickets and all the information if you go to contactmodalitiesxpo.com. It's May 1st through 3rd. That's a Friday through Sunday. And we have stuff going on all day, each and every day. So if you check out what's going on, see what floats your boat, you know, and pick the day that works for you or days that work for you.
That's right. And go hang out with the Earthlings and catch their set on Saturday night. That is so fun. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on the radio tonight and chatting with us about contact modalities. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we'll get you on one more time before the event and see and get some updates.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. You know what we're going to listen to now? Let's hear a little bit of Earthlings. The Earthlings have a brand new song out right now, and they just sent it in to us. It's called Carry On. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.